Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Harrell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Pagliarani and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lemon reaches second base with a double. There goes Allison trying to get to home. Geiger throws the ball into Schilling who relays the ball to Pagliarani who tags Allison, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green bunts towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhaals moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhaals scores. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia juggles the ball. That's an error on Bertoia. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive towards short. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Muffet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. Schilling moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Cott moves to third. Green moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Dobek now playing left field. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Green reaches second base with a double. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green scores. Rapolsky moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Bill Plyce now pitching. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Rapolski moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhulst. Rapolski scores. Geiger moves to third. Jensen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Don Guile pinch runs for Frank Malzone. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Guile now catching. Chet Nichols now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Plyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Plyce moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Plyce moves to third. Green moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Green takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.